You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville, and this is News Team correspondent Allison Beatty. Today I sat down with members of the Warriors of Ash.
My name is Lachlan Caloris. I'm the president and founder of the Warriors of Ash Historical European Martial Arts School. We are out in Fairview at 56 Fox Road.
My name is Karen Shoemaker. I am a proud member of the Warriors of Ash.
And what do y'all do?
We teach historical manuals from anywhere from 300 to 500 years ago in steel weapons fighting. And we also are veteran run and are in the process of starting a veterans program. Mm-hmm. And we are a nonprofit.
And do you have an event coming up soon?
Our next event in October on the 27th, it'll be a Viking fight night, and we will be out at the Monford Players Park. It's going to be like a full day kind of Viking festival where we're going to be doing fights all day, and we're going to have bands and dancers and merchants and all sorts of stuff.
With a medieval theme, Viking and medieval.
Mm-hmm. And we teach 4 days a week. On Sundays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Our primary weapon that we teach is the German and Italian longsword. Then we also do Viking combat. So I teach Scandinavian axe fighting and shield fighting and all that. As far as the longsword goes, we actually have manuals with pictures and words translated from different masters. And that's how we decipher what we're doing and knowing that we're doing it correctly. And then we go around the country competing in regional and national tournaments.
And what are these tournaments like?
It'll be anywhere from 40 to 80 fighters from schools all across the country. Sometimes we even get people from overseas that'll come over. And it'll usually be multi-weapon. Longsword is usually the primary, but we'll have rapier and dagger, or Messer, which is German for knife. And then there's also Ringen, which is the wrestling. It's a really good community. HEMA practitioners in general are very nice people. Even after you fight somebody, whether you win or lose, they're always hugging in the beginning, in the center of the ring afterwards. And then after the whole tournament's done, usually there's some sort of feast where everyone's hanging out and swapping stories and techniques.
Could you explain for our listeners a little bit more of what HEMA is?
So, historical European martial arts is a very broad subject. So it can be any fight manual on any system that happened in Europe. So it spans anywhere from unarmored to armored fighting, long pole weapons to short weapons, on foot, on horseback. There's so many different manuals throughout the last 500 years that have been written. But the most popular ones would be Johannes Lechtenauer, which is a German master, or Fiore de Liberi, which is an Italian master. Those are probably the most popular of HEMA schools internationally.
And how did you get interested in this?
I've been doing martial arts my entire life, jumping from Taekwondo to Hapkido, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I was in the Army for a while, and I found out about HEMA from a New York Times video back in 2012. I didn't know it existed, and there was no schools around me. And then when I moved to Asheville, I found a school in Greenville called Sword Carolina, and they have been my mentors since, and I started the Warriors of Ash. We went from a couple of people in a park to now we're a full-blown nonprofit with a building and competitive fight team.
Mm-hmm. And y'all do the Viking fight nights at auditorium sometimes too, right?
Yeah, last two were at the auditorium. Unfortunately, we were outgrowing it very fast.
Mm-hmm.
There's barely enough room to walk, so that's why we're looking for bigger venues, because we pulled over 250 people at the last one, which is a lot of people for that location.
And a lot of y'all are Tolkien fans, right?
Big majority, yes. Yeah, it spans it. You know, It's weird the type of people it brings to something that's such a physical, hard thing to do. You know, we train, we don't just read the manuals and discuss them. We do physical training. We do drills where we're exhausting ourselves to try to get our stamina up so that when we get in the ring, we can actually last the fight. Even though the swords are only about 4 pounds, when you're holding it above your head and blocking and swinging for 3 minutes straight, they get pretty heavy.
Yeah, I bet.
And wearing heavy gear.
And wearing lots of gear, masks, gloves, jackets. Yeah, it gets hot.
Mm-hmm. Karen, do you want to add anything?
Yes, I do, actually. I went through a few years where I took a lot of hits, and I felt like my confidence was down. I was not fit. I just was really unhappy with my life. So I knew I needed a martial art, and that's when I met Locke. And actually, I wasn't even aware at first that he was training with medieval weaponry, so that was a great bonus because I am a huge Tolkien fan, as well as a Brienne of Tarth fan and Arya Stark and Yara Greyjoy. So I needed something with structure and something that would give me some focus and definitely something for strength building. And this was really a perfect combination of all those things. And the great thing is men and women train together, but we are going to start a women's class in June, next weekend. And I really encourage all those who identify as women to give it a shot. It's one thing to read about or watch Arya Stark, but to actually hold a weapon, to learn how to fall, to learn how to throw someone, is incredibly empowering and life-changing. Whether you're interested in combative or competitive tournaments or just want to be on a spiritual path, I think it's a remarkable thing. And our first class will be free, first time you come. We're going to have a female instructor. So it's just something to keep on the radar.
And if people want to learn more to get involved, where can they seek that information?
There's a couple of places you can go. You can go to warriorsofash.com, and it has all of my contact info on there. You could also go to our Facebook page, and we also have a closed Facebook page that's Warriors of Ash members. It is closed, so just post on there that you want to join and that you're local, and we'll let you in. Our last one is the meetup.com. We're on that as well. We actually have most of our people from Meetup.
Mm-hmm.
We also charge a very nominal fee to give demonstrations at events. We just did the Hickory Nut Gap Ren Fair. We do our Viking Fight Nights. We've done Ren Fairs in the past, but we can do anywhere from half hour to an hour or more of a demonstration on everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, Tom Holliday of Curious Folk is the host of Viking Fight Nights. And the October Viking Fight Night will be run by Curious Folk presenting the Warriors of Ash. Thank you to Lachlan and Karen and the Warriors of Ash.